Hi, this is Mo Oster, MISNI's Senior Vice President for Advocacy. I lead a team of lobbyists fighting for you in Albany and sometimes in Washington, D.C. Your MISNI staff is hard at work getting ready for MISNI's annual House of Delegates meeting that will take place next weekend in Uniondale, Long Island. The four-day event will kick off on Thursday, April 11th, with a series of CME programs developed by MISNI and MILMIC. The MISNI CME programming includes a number of important and emerging public health issues, including a medical matters program on measles identification and veterans matters programming on traumatic brain injury and returning veterans, and the psychological and physical impact of burn pits on veterans. After lunch, the baton will be passed to MILMIC for a series of educational programming about emerging issues for physicians to consider in evaluating their liability risks. MILMIC CME programming examine common liability claims against physicians, the risks to patient safety as a result of medication shortages, and an update on the various healthcare policy items and court decisions that impact or could impact upon physician liability risk. Please go to MISNI's website, www.misni.org, or look for information in today's MISNI Pulse regarding how you can register for these programs and get 6 CME credits. Friday will bring the formal start of the MISNI House of Delegates meeting with a special presentation from the New York State Commissioner of Health, Dr. James McDonald. After that, there will be reference committee hearings on the approximately 110 resolutions that delegates and delegations have advanced for consideration by the full House on wide-ranging topics, including prior authorization hassles, value-based payment reporting, telehealth, physician-assisted suicide, alcohol and ammunition tax policies, and many, many other health policy discussions and issues that are impacting upon medical care delivery. This will be the first time since 2019 that MISNI will be receiving live testimony from delegates on the resolutions after these reference committee hearings have been conducted virtually since 2020. After receiving the testimony, the physician reference committee members for the 5 different reference committees, together with the staff assigned to those committees, will meet and develop recommendations for the full House on how best to respond to these proposed policy directions for MISNI. Then, on Saturday and Sunday, the 300 or so physician and medical student delegates from across the state, representing physicians of every region and every specialty, and representing Generation Z, Y, X, and Baby Boomer, will debate the reference committee recommendations towards approving specific policy items and what these policies should be. These debates are often very passionate because of the importance of the issues they discuss and how it will impact upon the care your patients receive. But they provide great inspiration and instruction to your MISNI staff as to what are the most important issues for which staff to place our advocacy focus. Even as all this preparation is taking place for our annual meeting, your advocacy staff is also continuing to be hard at work meeting with legislators and key staff on various pressing state budget issues. While the state budget deadline was technically April 1st, an agreement between the Senate, Assembly, and the governor has proved elusive for a variety of reasons, and a temporary budget extender is in place until this Monday, April 8th, and likely to be extended beyond that given the great interest among many, and the legislature is no different in this regard, in the solar eclipse taking place on Monday. Now is a good time to thank your legislators for rejecting a number of adverse budget proposals that have been contained in Governor Hochul's executive budget submission, and ask your legislators to ensure that they hold this position until a final budget is reached. This includes praising the Assembly and Senate for recommending the restoration of authorization and funding for MISNI's Committee for Physicians' Health, opposing the proposed 50% cost share imposition for the 16,000 physicians enrolled in the excess medical malpractice insurance program, preserving the right of out-of-network physicians to appeal payment disputes with Medicaid managed care plans to the independent dispute resolution process, preventing the state from cutting reimbursement for office-administered medications, and you may have heard our ads about this, opposing elimination of physician supervision of physician assistants. Given the House of Delegates meeting taking place, I will not be doing a podcast next week, but I anticipate another one in a few weeks where I can provide an update on what was finally adopted and not adopted in the state budget. Thank you for your support for MISNI and your County Medical Society, and I look forward to seeing the many of you listening who will be at the MISNI House of Delegates next week.